Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I cannot express strongly enough the excitement and pleasure I felt in the 1990s when we first started planting genetically engineered seed corn. It was as close to magic as you can imagine. Spray that crop and the weeds and grass died, but not the corn. Up until the arrival of GE seeds, we were using more chemicals to kill the weeds. Nothing worked very well to kill the grass. In the soybean fields, we had to hire high school kids to hoe the weeds. Before we got GE seed, the corn borer would weaken the ear, and some would fall on the ground before harvest. Root worms would damage the plants. Not a problem today with GE plants. We just harvested a great crop. Without new technology, that would never have happened. With all the value and savings in chemicals, labor, and a much bigger crop, GMOs are under attack. GMO critics endeavor to mislead the public by suggesting that GMOs just might not be safe. There is no evidence that GE crops and GE food are any less safe than conventional crops. We've been eating GE food for 20 years. We've eaten our weight in GE food. No one got sick. Obviously, you can sense my frustration with the green activists that attack our modern agriculture. There are some positive signs. We have a world that needs more food, maybe twice as much, in the next 40 years. We can't meet the demand without new technology. We're finding so much added value that GE brings to mankind. And there's more in the pipeline. In Asia and Africa, an estimated 250,000 to 500,000 vitamin A deficient children become blind every year. Half of them die. This is according to the World Health Organization. And like magic, GE rice, golden rice, can deliver the vitamin A, and the kids will not go blind. Bring it on. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is helping to fund a GE project to enrich bananas with vitamin A, which will lift the health of Ugandans. Do you rely on Florida's orange juice as your primary first drink in the morning? Well, we may need GE to save our orange groves. The deadly citrus virus is seriously damaging our crops. I find it ironic that many of GE's most vocal critics are environmentalists. You might think they would be happy that GE crops have increased farm income, reduced pesticide use, reduced soil erosion, reduced CO2 emissions, reduced the cost of food. Sounds like a win-win to me. Okay. If you would like to check some of my commentaries going back more than 20 years, go to johnblockreports.com. Have a great week.